Well, shares in companies that make guns rose sharply on news of the Las Vegas shooting. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan says this is an established pattern. He joins me now to explain this. So, Peter, why does something like a mass shooting drive up the share price of weapons makers?
Well, Eleanor, so often we talk about geopolitical events in terms of market sentiment, things like terror attacks, the US standoff with North Korea, but local events like Las Vegas are being studied all the time in the United States. For example, a stock trading algorithm bought for the financial data company Thomson Reuters has looked at 12 mass shootings over the past decade, starting with the Virginia Tech massacre in April 2007. It also looks at various calls for gun regulation and two US Supreme Court decisions that were favourable to gun companies. Now, shares in gun companies have risen with each major event, according to this algorithm. And yes, it is distasteful, but the algorithm shows an investment over the past decade would have seen a 365% return. There were signs of this today with the American Outdoor Brands, a company formerly known as Smith & Wesson, rose 3.2%, and another well-known US gun brand, Sturm, Ruger & Co., jumped 3.5%.
So what does this tell us about how investors see these shootings?
Well, at terrible times like this, expectations in the United States are that guns might be bought up by regular people on speculation that the possible tightening of gun controls might actually come to pass. That hasn't actually happened yet, despite the various massacres. Also, before the Las Vegas shooting, gun stocks were also moving higher on a single report that the Trump administration was moving to make it simpler to sell small arms overseas. So it is a very uncomfortable question for people who make their money from the share markets. This morning, I spoke with Colin Crownover, who's the global head of currency strategy at State Street Global Investors. He's based in Boston, but he's visiting Sydney at the moment to visit clients. Mr. Crownover doesn't see a direct correlation, but he says that sadly such events have become factored in.
That's a difficult question. Certainly, we've become all too used to these types of events in the U.S., but I wouldn't say that anyone has become completely accustomed to it. It's still an extraordinary tragedy, but as we know, sometimes financial markets only respond to things that directly affect financial markets, and in this case, there wasn't as much of a direct impact. So I think, you know, I wouldn't necessarily draw a cause and effect from, you know, the massacre to stocks being up and saying the U.S. populace doesn't care that much about these types of events. I think the reverse is true. I just think equities have been going up of late, and this was another day where they did so.
But when you see some of those gun stocks like American Outdoor, Sturm and Luger rise around about 3-3.5%, what is that telling you about the attitudes or the view of the market?
I hate to say it, I do think there is some rationality behind that. If you feel that these types of events are more likely to happen to you, then you may feel that you have to arm yourself to defend yourself. Now, whether that's really the right policy to take, I'll leave that to smarter minds than myself. But I find it slightly distasteful, but I can understand why it happened.
But there's another explanation, perhaps, that gun stocks might increase in value because with the latest massacre, there could be even tighter rules on gun laws and gun sales. Is that a possibility?
Well, we've had a number of these events in the U.S., and that hasn't happened yet. Is it a possibility? Sure, it's a possibility. But if the past events that we've had, such as Sandy Hook or the Orlando shooting, haven't caused that to happen yet, I suppose I might be a little skeptical.
That's Colin Crownover, the Global Head of Currency Management at Street Global Advisors, speaking in Sydney with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.